You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from Daniel 7, verses 9 through 14. As I looked, thrones were placed, and one that was Ancient of Days took his seat. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came forth before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I looked then because of the sound of the great words which the horn was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was slain, and its body destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. What we have here is a vision that Daniel has, and it's one of these sort of strange visions. It's not a physical description. It's a symbolic description of what he's seeing. We've oftentimes had dreams where we know some of what happens, but it's hard to describe it, and we can come up with certain words and images, but the reality of what was in it is more vivid and strong. And this is one of these where clearly the vision marked Daniel, and he has a vision of three things: of the throne of God, of the destruction of the beasts, and of this Son of Man being given all authority over all of creation. And as we look a little bit closer at the vision of the throne, some of the details are worth paying attention to. Now, of course, we don't have time to look at everything closely, and much has been written on what some of these things symbolize, but it's worth noting, you know, his name is the Ancient of Days. His clothing and his head is bright and pure. His throne represents his authority. The fire that goes from his throne represents the presence of God. When God shows up in creation, there's fire usually. What we also see is lots and lots of people or creatures are around him. And we see the final judgment being set out as a court, as a judge who stands with a court, and judgment is pronounced. The throne represents a certain kind of dignity, a certain kind of calm and order. And there's a contrast here with the wild beasts that showed up earlier in the passage in Daniel, not in our passage, but there's this contrast between the throne and the beasts. What we see is that the horn and the beast, they have grabbed the power. They have stretched out their hands and seized power. And the contrast is with the Son of Man, who comes and stands before the throne and who's given the power from the throne. The beasts, the horns, they are not human in some ways. They are pure evil. The Son of Man is one who is a human being. We see a human being standing before the throne and who's given authority. What we have here fairly clearly is a prophecy of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is fully man and who comes and stands fully God before the throne. We see him given, as he is ascended to heaven, given all authority over the nations, over every tribe, and tongue and nation and language. This is a picture of great hope. In the end, all will be sorted out, and the great beast will be destroyed, and his great words will be silenced. It's also a picture that should bring about in us a certain kind of fear. The final judgment will be a public judgment. Our lives will be read from the book of life in the presence of thousands of thousands. And that should elicit in us a holy fear of who the Lord is, of this moment in time where God will judge all of creation. And so I think we have hope and fear put together in a very solid way that stands in opposition to the lies of the beast and the horn. And I think as we reflect this day on this season, let's think about judgment again. Let's consider what will this final judgment be and what will it look like for us in our lives.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.